girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast is all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So, girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. Girl, I am so excited that you're here for today's episode because my goal is to help you feel more excited. Like, that's my intention of today's episode, and more inspired and less stuck. If you're feeling a little bit stuck or kind of like bleh right now, you know what I mean? So we're going to dive into three specific areas in today's episode. First, the story that you're telling yourself in pursuit of your goal, because that's really freaking important. Number two, we're going to identify like who you would need to become in order to accomplish that thing you want to accomplish from the lens of thinking about this like you're a character in a movie. Because I always feel like that really resonates with me when I can kind of take myself out of the situation and look in more bird's eye view. And finally, we're going to get to a level of commitment, because being committed versus being interested has you showing up in a really different way. So I want to figure out how to get you committed to your vision, to this goal that you have, to the way that you want to feel in pursuit of it. So we're going to dive into all of that today. But before we do, I want to make sure that you know, especially because there are so many new listeners of this podcast, that there's a really fun way for us to connect. Of course, on social media, you can find me at Keisha Getmary or at empowerher.podcast. I'm really consistent about posting content and stories over there. But we also have a text community, which is a fun way for us to connect. I send out little inspo texts every Sunday evening, and then randomly throughout the week, it's also a place where you can ask me questions, fill me in on what's going on in your world. You can give podcast topic suggestions. It's just a really cool way for us to connect. So if you want to join that text list, all you need to do is send the flame emoji, so that way I know that you listened into today's episode, to 512-548-2728. Again, text the flame emoji to 512-548-2728, and then you'll get added onto the text list. Again, it's totally free. So that being said, let's dig in to the juice today to get you more excited and inspired and a little less stuck. So first of all, we want to talk about the story that you're telling yourself about your pursuit toward the goal that you have that you're currently working on, or even the vision that you have for your life, or just even the season of life that you're in. It's really important for us to take inventory of the thoughts that we're thinking, which are driving the narratives that we have about ourselves and what we're capable of and how we feel, which can drive our day-to-day emotions. And what really makes this pursuit more fulfilling is if we think better thoughts. And I know that sounds like really basic, but I want to dive into it because we do have a lot more control than we realize. So, for example, are you telling yourself that in pursuit of getting where you want to go and your health goals or your business or your career goals or whatever transition period you might be in, are you telling yourself that this is going to be hard or boring or mundane or unfulfilling, or it's just going to kind of suck, or like, I just got to get through it. Once I get here, I'll be excited. I'll be happy. I'll be proud of myself. Like, are you just kind of like moving through it? Because I, for one, believe that it can be fun in pursuit. It can be challenging and it can be fun. It can be difficult and it can be fulfilling. It can be tedious and it can help you learn and grow and be really freaking proud of yourself in pursuit of where you want to go. And I think it's important to really just identify that you always have the power to fall more in love with the process rather than just what the process could produce. Because I say this all the time on the podcast, but I'm a huge proponent of savoring the stage that you're in now, not wishing away that stage to be at the next stage. And that really helps me a lot with anxiety, is I don't get caught up in what I don't know yet, because I trust that the path is going to qualify me and teach me what I need to know in pursuit of where I want to go. So I'm not going to worry about a future version of me's problems because I know a future version of me will be able to handle it. But at the same time, I'm not going to wish to get there more quickly because our days are numbered here and we do not know the count. I say that almost every single episode because the fragility of life is a huge driver for me. And maybe it can be for you too, that you don't spend so much time wishing away this season or telling yourself that you're only going to be happy when you get there or accomplish that thing. Because it's not really just about what we're accomplishing. Why do we set goals? It's because of the feeling that we think we're going to get from accomplishing that goal, right? So how can you get a little bit of that now where you can focus a lot more on being present where your feet are and savoring this part too? And, you know, I believe that looking at your goal proactively and acknowledging that, yes, it's going to be tough in some ways, which is why you're going to feel so proud of yourself. If it was easy, you're robbing yourself of that pride and that fulfillment that can only come from pushing yourself in whatever way you're pushing yourself to accomplish that thing. But you always have the power to reframe your perspective and look for the parts that you're excited about along the way, or look for the parts that, yeah, there might be some resistance, or it might feel like there's some friction, or it might be difficult. But those are the very reasons that you're going to be so proud when you look back at the path that you took towards getting where you want to go. So when you're in it, if you're wishing away the friction or you're wishing away the hard times, you're also wishing away the pride feeling. And that's what you want, right? The feeling that you think that you're going to have from accomplishing that goal, you want that. You want to feel that because you're the person who knows how hard it was to get where you wanted to go. But you're also the person who knows that if it's difficult for you to celebrate along the way and you make that in the forefront of your mind, you make that a really important component of your goal, that that in itself is something to be proud of, that you're focusing on the process rather than just what the process could produce, right? So when you think about the pursuit part of your goal, is the story that you're telling yourself that you can build this business or grow in your career or train for that marathon or work on your marriage or get your master's degree or, you know, buy your first investment property or move to that new city or grow a human that you're going to birth out of your hoo-ha or whatever it is? Like, can you tell yourself the story that it doesn't have to feel so rigid? It doesn't have to feel so hard and mundane. It can be challenging and fulfilling simultaneously. It can be hard and fun simultaneously. It can be both. So truly, the questions of how can you make this more fun? How can you loop somebody in on your vision, on the goal that you have to do something with you? Like training for a marathon with somebody else is going to be so much more fulfilling, even if they can't run side by side with you, just looping somebody else in on your goal. Or, you know, doing a Zoom call where maybe you get on the Zoom, you play music, and you and another friend are both working on your business at the same time. Or maybe reading a book with somebody else that's also looking to get promoted into a leadership role. Or finding someone, whether it's on social media or in your life, that is growing a human that's at the same stage of growing the human as you are. So you guys can talk about how you're feeling and how your body's changing and evolving. Like, what is it for you that you can make this more fun? And who can you loop in to be part of this? Because sometimes we write that off because we just want to get there. We want to rush until we can get to that goal. And then like, yeah, I'm proud. Yeah, I'm accomplished. Yeah, I did it. But like, if this journey is more fulfilling, you're going to look back at the path that you took towards getting to your goal and be like, damn, that was worth it. Damn, look how far I came. And you're then going to set another goal because you believe that you're capable of not just accomplishing the goal, but liking the path that you're taking to accomplish that goal. So looping other people in, sharing what you're learning along the way. This is actually a huge driver for me to stay consistent in this podcast, showing up twice a week for almost 4.5 years now, is because when I set the intention of starting Empower Her at the end of 2018, I wanted this to be a come with me, let's figure out life together, where I would pull back the curtain, kind of take you along on my journey. That's always been really important to me. So whenever I'm navigating struggles or seasons of a lot of resistance, or I'm doubting myself or just feeling uncertain, it feels as if it's more important for me to navigate this and find the silver linings and find the growth opportunities and find the lessons in pursuit of where I want to go, even when I'm in it and it feels tough, because I'm sharing it with you. And I know many of you, maybe you specifically listening into this podcast, are also podcasters, or you're putting out content on social media, or you're authors, or you're bloggers. And maybe you have communities around you where it's just like sharing what you're going through can be a huge catalyst to make the journey, the process, more enjoyable than even the end goal because it feels like it's impactful for other people. And as humans, we love growth, but we also love contribution to the world around us. So recognizing sometimes when you're struggling or you're stumbling a little bit, yes, it can be painful, but it also, you know, with this and sign here, it also can be so fulfilling because you don't feel like you're struggling alone. So if you are going through something hard right now, have you thought about looping somebody else in? Maybe not because they want to be part of your goal, but maybe just to make the process more enjoyable and more fulfilling to have somebody else to talk to about what it is that you're navigating. And then, you know, if you've listened to this podcast before, I'm a huge celebrator. I think those dopamine hits along the way are so important to help us get excited, but also to help us build confidence, right? If confidence is like a bucket and every single time that you show up and keep a promise to yourself, it's like you're putting a deposit into that bucket, plop, 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 plop. Well, if you're looking for tiny little wins along the path toward getting where you want to go to celebrate, not only is that dopamine hits, but those are confidence boosters. So you believe in your ability to figure things out. You believe that when life throws you a curveball, you can handle it. Even if you don't know how, you trust that you're resourceful enough to figure it out. And what a gift that is to give to yourself, right? So all of those different ways and like the questions that I just asked you and things to think about are ways that I focus on falling in love with the process rather than what the process could produce. And why, if you and I are connected on social media, or maybe you've listened into this podcast for a long time, you know I'm a pretty optimistic person, wired, like kind of just by nature, I've been like that my whole life. But also I'm very actively looking for ways for me to get more excited about the process because the process is the only guarantee. The outcome isn't, because maybe you won't get where you want to go, or maybe in pursuit of where you want to go, because you're doing it in a way that feels so aligned, you start to recognize that maybe your goal should change because that goal isn't aligned for you anymore because you want to be true to yourself and make sure that you're setting goals that you actually care about, right? So truly focusing on this process part affects you in pursuit of any goal, but it also affects you in your day-to-day life. If you're taking a lot of inventory about the story that you're telling yourself about that day even, right? Because we know that this is really easy to do because self-confirming bias is so powerful. Like your brain is going to look for evidence to support whatever thoughts you have to be true. So for example, if you're like, oh, I'm so tired, your brain is going to look for all of the evidence to support that to be true. I've literally have overheard people saying, I'm so tired while simultaneously drinking a coffee. And that maybe is true. But if you're drinking a coffee, it's like your perspective on that can be so different. I'm drinking this coffee. This coffee is legit. I'm tired, but I'm excited. I'm making progress. Like, I feel like I'm doing what I need to do and I'm going to go to bed early tonight. It's all your mindset and the thoughts that you're thinking and the story that you're telling yourself about this season. Are you saying this season is uncertain and I have anxiety? Or are you saying this season is a mystery? Who knows what I'm gonna get? Buckle on up. I'm here for an adventure of a lifetime, because I've caught myself even getting in that pattern in pursuit of where I wanna go, especially when things I've noticed that are out of my control. For example, starting a family, those things, a lot of that is out of your control. You know, finding a property, like my husband and I are looking for a house that we can move into this year. Like we have a lot of investment properties, but we live in an apartment right now. So there's a lot of uncertainty there, and I can choose to label it as uncertainty. And oh my gosh, this season is overwhelming, and how am I going to figure it out? And to be honest, I've chosen that label before, but that doesn't help with the story that I'm telling myself in pursuit of that goal. A better story is, this is exciting. How cool is it that we're at this stage of life where we want to start a family and we want to buy a house? And how cool is this that we're finding this perfect house and like, I don't know what it's going to be. How exciting. I wonder what type of house we're going to find. It's like all of these labels and the narratives that you have determine how you feel in your day-to-day life, and they determine what you're going to look back on when you do get where you want to go or accomplish what you want to accomplish and how you're going to feel about that journey. And I just want you to like the journey, you know? And I know it sounds fluffy and light and kind of like a Pinterest quote of like, enjoy the journey. But like, truly, I want you to savor that because that's the only guarantee, right? So that's the first component, right? I just kind of tangented in a little bit, but what story are you telling yourself about your pursuit of the goal that you're working on, or even the season of life that you're in? That's number one. Now, number two, I find it really powerful to tell stories to myself and think about things in my head as if it's like a movie. I've done a couple podcast episodes about movies and being a character in a movie, but I've always just found this to work really well for my brain. So number two is, what character are you playing now? And what character would you need to become in order to accomplish your goal? Because sometimes like when you take yourself out of your own life and you look down at your life with this bird's eye view, almost like you're watching a movie and you're the main character of the movie, you can remove a little bit of the emotions and the judgment that we have on ourselves. You know, sometimes we can be our own worst critics and we can really analyze how we're doing things or just get caught up in our ego or our emotions. So I want you to think about yourself like you're a character, right? Like you're watching a movie. There are two characters, the character now who is about to start the journey toward the goal, right? Or navigate this transition season in life. And then the character later that accomplishes that thing or navigates through that season. Okay. So you're watching a movie and there are two different characters. So if you think about yourself in the pursuit of the goal that you're working on right now, you are not the person that can accomplish that goal because you don't have the skills yet, right? You're lacking the skills and the knowledge and the habits. You don't have the tools in your toolbox. You don't have the environment. That's what the whole character development journey is you start here at the beginning, right? And then you're moving along this journey, this path to become character number two, the person that can accomplish that goal or has navigated through that season. And just because you don't have the skills or the tools in your toolbox or the resources or the community or the knowledge yet, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't go for it. It just means you are not yet, keyword yet, the person that can accomplish it, but you will become that person on the path. Like I mentioned before, this is why I don't get anxious about a future version of me. My dreams are so big and I am very well aware that I am not the person who can accomplish those dreams yet, but I'm not going to have anxiety about how I'm going to handle a future version of me's problems because I know the path is going to qualify me, right? So that's the whole reason that you set goals is to gain skills and knowledge and develop coping mechanisms and the habits and the tools to become a better version of you, a more developed character, for sake of this analogy. And, you know, as humans, we love progress. So that's really exciting to think like, how good is it gonna get? How evolved am I gonna become in pursuit of where I wanna go? I'm not worried about not being that person yet because that would be a really boring movie. There would be no character development to watch if you were the exact same person at the beginning of the movie as you are at the end of the movie. So when you think of this idea of two characters, the person that you are now, who you will need to become, you gotta tap into this movie analogy to take some of the emotions and the judgment out of it. How does the person starting the movie think about the goal that she wants to accomplish? What kinds of like habits does this person have now? What type of routine does she have now? How does she think? Like, what are the thoughts that she's thinking? How would she handle certain situations? And take that first character and apply it to your current goal or current season of life without judgment. Because remember, you're supposed to evolve. That's how this whole development works. Of course, you're not the person with the right mindset yet. You're becoming that person. So instead of saying, I wish I was further along, or I wish I thought better, or I wish I didn't have this negative self-talk, or I wish I had more tools in my toolbox, it's like, no. That's literally what the journey is for. Let's just take inventory on where you're at now so we can see how far you're going to go and who you're going to become. That's a beautiful thing to take inventory now because then you get to see the progress, which is so freaking awesome. So how does the person start? That's you, right? Like when you're looking at this character, how does this person start? Where are you at now? Including some of the things that maybe you want to work on. And this is not without judgment. This is to see how much room you have to improve and feel proud of yourself in pursuit. Because then you're going to think about character number two. How does the person who has accomplished this goal think differently? Right? Maybe just thinking of a movie where you watch someone at the beginning and you watch how they evolve, like how would they handle this situation? Maybe you can even look external. If there's someone that you're connected with who's accomplished the thing that you want to accomplish, what can you observe about them? Because often we talk about comparison in a negative way, right? Like, don't compare yourself to other people. But sometimes comparison can be beautiful if somebody is a couple steps ahead of you because they are living, breathing proof of what's possible. And you can actually learn a lot from how do they show up? What are some of the habits that they have? What have you noticed about them? What are some of the skills that they've developed? Because you're going to need to develop those skills to go from character one at the beginning of the movie to character two, who's accomplished the thing that you want to accomplish or navigated through the season that you want to navigate through. You're going to be different. That's where the evolution comes in. Because typically, when you think about this, even with movies, there's a difference between the beginning character and that character becomes at the end the person who's accomplished that thing. And the difference between person one, character one, and character two is they learn something along the way. So now they think differently, which means those thoughts that they think that are different from how they were at the beginning of the movie drive their actions, drive their feelings, drive their behavior, drive their perspective on the world. It's just different. And that's why it's so juicy, because of the development. That's what the whole journey is about. It's not just getting to that goal and thinking that that's going to make you fulfilled. It's because you're literally a different version of you. Girl, I hope you're loving today's episode. I wanted to pop in here real quick because you probably know with the Empower Her brand, in 2023, we really focused intentionally on creating more spaces for women to connect in person, because there is nothing like being in the room with women who are growth-minded and really just want to take things to the next level in their life, their career, their business, their relationships, and just getting to connect with women like that. And honestly, I've just got some Zoom fatigue, so I was just really excited to create in-person experiences. So of course, we've got our big annual event, Empower Her Live, which this year will be in Denver, September 22nd through the 24th. Tickets go on sale for that event May 1st. But what I wanted to tell you about is something that we create that's even more intimate, much more intimate, which is our Empower Her Retreats, hosted here in Denver at my husband Sina and I's Airbnb called Peach House. It's so cute. Look it up on Instagram, peachhouse.denver. I'm obsessed with this property. And why I'm obsessed with it is because it's a perfect place to host a retreat. We hosted our first Empower Her Enneagram retreat in March, and it was so freaking fun and so deeply transformative for the 12 women who attended that we decided we would do one in April. And we would do one in May. The April one is already full. All 12 spots have already been taken, but we have a few spots left for our May retreat, which is going down May 21st through May 24th. The focus of this retreat will be Enneagram, deep self-awareness, and of course, connection. And what's really cool about it is we curate this three-day experience. You come in on Sunday night. We've got a really cool thing set up for you. I'm not going to tell you all the details of it because part of the experience is going in blind, not knowing who's attending the event, just knowing that you're buckled up for one of the most transformative 3 days of your entire life that you will experience. Like, if you could talk to the 12 women that attended the last one, they were like, this changed my freaking life. And, you know, it kicks off on Sunday. We have activities and workshops and just deep diving and so much fun all day Monday, all day Tuesday, and everyone leaves on Wednesday. It is like nothing we've ever done before. We've never done something that's so intimate. So again, there are only 12 total spots. At the time that I'm recording this, half of the spots are already full for May. This retreat is taking place May 21st through the 24th. So if you are interested in more details and one of those spots at the Empower Her Enneagram retreat, I want you to text the word retreat to 512-548-2728. Again, 512-548-2728. We don't send you to a website because this is done through an application process. So when you text that number, you'll get the application to join, because we curate these 12 women to have diverse backgrounds and experiences and goals and vision and different stages of life, because we want this experience to literally change your freaking life, like it did for our first retreat in March, and like I know that it will for the women attending in April. So again, if you're interested in more details, text the word retreat to 512-548-2728. Or if you have any questions, of course, you can always slide into my DMs and text me the word retreat, and I'll loop you in on more information and how you can apply. All right, without further ado, let's dive back into the show. This is why you're working so hard on yourself. This is why you listen into podcasts like this. This is why you're choosing to do this instead of listening to the radio when you're on your commute right now, or you're in the shower tossing your loofah in the air, girl, or whatever. Like, I hope you're so proud of yourself because you're recognizing that there are things about your personality and your character that are absolutely incredible. And there are things that you get to make progress on, not because you lack in any way, but because you want to become character number two who's accomplished that thing or navigated through that transition. So it's going to take you being very conscious and very intentional about the thoughts that you're thinking, with this goal of moving from character one that you are right now, who's already so worthy of accomplishing that big goal. She just needs some more skills. She just needs to think differently. And then thinking about character two, showing you the path of where you need to go and what you can get excited about in pursuit. because you get to watch that evolution unfold, right? And I want to just kind of disclaimer, because maybe you're in a season where you're working on a goal that you've never worked on before, or you're navigating something that you've just never navigated. So it feels really scary because you're like, I don't really know what the path is. I've never done this before. But it's really easy for our brains to look to the past for evidence to show us what we're capable of. But as a reminder, your past doesn't indicate what you're capable of. What you're capable of is going to be shown to you in the future when you identify where you want to go, the evolution of from character one to character number two. So you've got to draw awareness to the thoughts that you're thinking. If you're catching yourself looking to your past for evidence to show you what you're capable of, and instead greeting this opportunity, like you're literally looking square in the eyes of an opportunity to make yourself so freaking proud because you're going to move from character one to character two. That's why the movie's juicy. If there was no character development, the movie would be boring as F. And you've got one shot here on this planet. We're not going to make your movie boring as F where you just get to the end. You're like, made it, accomplished the goal. I want you to love the process and pursuit of it, which means it's going to be challenging and fulfilling, difficult and fun. It's going to be both because it can be, if you believe that it can be, because your thoughts are going to dictate your emotions, which drive your behaviors and your actions and your entire perspective on not just the path, but the world at large and what you're capable of. So how can you get more excited about your own evolution? If it's a health goal, getting excited to become a more confident, fit, healthy, vibrant, pumped up version of you. Not hating yourself to become that person, recognizing where character one is, wanting to evolve to character two because you deserve it, right? Or if you're working on a business goal or a career goal, it's like, how can I get excited about my growth as a leader? Oh my gosh, I'm going to be such a better contributor to this entire organization. Oh my gosh, I can imagine, how am I going to make people feel about themselves when I learn how to manage and lead even better? And the person that I'm going to become, I can't wait to meet that person. Holy crap, she's so elevated. Instead of wishing that you were further along, it's recognizing this whole journey and getting to be part of it unfolding is going to be magic, right? So get excited about the character development. Like truly get excited about the person that you're going to become in pursuit of the goal. And then squash this idea that you need any proof from your past to show you what you're capable of. Sometimes you're just looking at an opportunity to blow your damn mind, like the little mind blown emoji. You're just gonna be like, what? I didn't even know I could do this. I didn't know I could become character number two. I looked at the path and I got scared, but I kept on going. You deserve that pride and fulfillment. You're literally going to become a more elevated person, a human being. Other people are going to benefit from your elevation with whatever the goal is that you set because of the character development along the way, which is really freaking cool. Number three, finally. I know I'm tangenting a little bit here, but I just want to like jump through your phone or your car and be like, oh, you freaking can do this. So number three, once you've thought about the story that you're telling yourself in pursuit of the goal, and maybe even ask yourself, how can this be more fun? Who can I loop in on this? Like really getting excited about the pursuit. And you've started to think, number two, about the two characters, and that the distance between character one and character two doesn't have to be labeled as overwhelming or daunting, but instead it can be seen as inspiring, as aspirational to become this elevated version of you. It's so freaking cool that you're looking square in the eyes of an opportunity to make character number two, a future version of you, so proud. Then, after you've done those two things, you can think of number three. Did I make a decision? This is the question to ask yourself. Did I make a decision to fully commit with a compelling reason that actually matters to me? Because sometimes we set goals because we think that we should set goals, or if they're in business, or they're based off of a certain stage of our career or a certain age or season of life that we think that we should want. We have to have a reason that this really freaking matters to us, because our level of commitment and our amount of resilience and like even just the resistance that we're willing to work through and the curveballs that we're willing to navigate go hand in hand. So it has to be compelling enough for us to take action, because goals aren't linear. It's not always going to feel rainbows, butterflies, and happy little unicorns coming out of your butt when you're chasing your goals. It's going to be hard sometimes. It's supposed to be hard and fun. It's supposed to be challenging and a huge opportunity for growth and a huge opportunity to feel proud of yourself. So resilience and really tapping into that and that gritty version of you is really gonna like be impacted by if you have a compelling reason to complete something or to endure the path that will sometimes make you want to throw in the towel. So if something matters to you that's on the line, you're definitely going to get it done, right? Like you will make it happen. You will create a compelling reason and you will get out of your own damn way and take action if the reason is strong enough. Like if you had to run a marathon or write a book or build a business or generate a certain amount of income or stay consistent with your podcast or whatever, and your reason was that your child would die or your bank account would be completed and you or like depleted and you would like lose your house or your significant other would never talk to you or you would never get to talk to your best friend again. Like you could do anything if the reason is strong enough, right? And I get that I'm being like overly dramatic here because typically none of those things are going to happen if you don't chase your goal. But so often, if there's a lot on the line, we are forced to do it. Like if a doctor says to you, if you really want to be a mom and a doctor says to you, you have to figure out your health. Otherwise you won't be a mom. You're going to figure it out. But if you just want to look good in your bikini in a couple of weeks and you're like, yeah, like I really want to like lose 10 pounds. It's not compelling enough most often to make you take action unless you create a compelling reason to do this. This is why the stories of people who have their back against the wall and they are forced to make something work are so inspiring because of that distance between back against the wall to great. That's why people like that get movies made about them. But if we've been connected for a while, you know, I don't have a story like that. I've never in my life had a back against the wall situation financially, in my relationships, with my health, in my business, anything like that. I've always had this opportunity and also challenge, to be honest, because it can be both an opportunity and a challenge to go from good to great, to go from good, which often people could label as great, but wasn't great for me, to figure out what my great is. So I've had to become a ninja at creating a compelling reason when the reason wasn't compelling enough because I didn't have to make it work. I didn't have a child that was going to die and my bank account wasn't going to be depleted if I didn't grow my business to a certain point or my, you know, significant other wasn't going to leave me. Like I never had anything like that that was forcing me to do it. So I had to figure out how to have a compelling reason. And the only way that I've been able to figure out how to do this is that I ask myself, why does it matter that I'm accomplishing this goal? Why does it matter that I navigate through this transition? And typically my first answer is going to be pretty fluffy. You've probably heard me refer to this on the podcast as like your pageant answer. Because I want to help people. Because I want to make an impact. Because I want to be healthy. Because I want to be fit. Because I want to be a good person. Like these pageant answers that pretty much anyone can get behind. It's not compelling enough to make you take action when you feel resistance because you've got to figure out how to raise the necessity to want to show up for it. So when you get that fluffy answer, what I do is I get to another layer of this. Why? Why does that matter? Why does that matter? Deeper and deeper and deeper until I can get to something like I'm peeling back an onion that makes me actually feel emotional about it. Like it's got to be something deep that you might even feel embarrassed to say out loud because it's so freaking vulnerable. If you challenge yourself to even journal this out and say, why? Why does this matter? But why does that matter? Why does that matter? And get to something and you challenge yourself to really just like journal this out. You will get to something that's very compelling that might make you actually tear up. That's the juice. That's the compelling reason. And some goals are just like casual goals that you don't really care about. But if this goal really matters to you, you've got to get to the root of why it matters and connect the dots to how this shows up for your future vision. I'll give you an example. For me being consistent with this podcast, back when I started it at the end of 2018, I wanted to do in-person events. But as you know, with starting a podcast back then, it was a few people that were listening to it. Now it's a few hundred thousand people that listen to it every month. So the community has really grown, which thank you so much for that. This is literally a dream come true in real time just for me to even get to talk to you. So side tangent. But I had to figure out how can I have a compelling reason to show up for my podcast, especially in the early stages when I didn't have so many women tagging me on Instagram or sending me a text message saying that it impacted them. Like, how can I make like myself raise the necessity to show up when I didn't feel like I was making the type of impact that I saw as my big picture vision? Well, I had to connect the dots. I was like, I trust that if I show up and add value the best that I can to this community of women in a way that really felt, come with me, let's figure out life together. Like, we're girlfriends chatting over spicy margaritas, you know, and like, we're really just in this together. I truly believed that if I showed up consistently, that I could open up doors for a future version of me who desperately wanted to create women, like women-centered rooms. Like, I wanted to create events and retreats and meetups because I know the power of connecting in person, because I have had so many seasons in my life where I felt really alone. Back when I lived in Seattle and I was in the corporate world, I remember feeling like I was the most ambitious one of my friend group. I had so many great friends, but I felt like I was the crazy one. And I didn't feel like anybody got me. I felt like I had to water down my personality sometimes or water down my vision because I just didn't feel like people understood me. And that was so difficult. So I wanted to create rooms like Empower Her Live, like our Empower Her Retreats, like our meetups that we do for this podcast meeting. Like, I saw that vision very clearly. So I had to create a compelling reason to show up consistently to this podcast, trusting that if I was consistent and added value, I would then be able to create more of these rooms, right? So how can you get to that deeper level? Saying, oh, I want to have events or I want to connect to women in person, that wasn't real enough. I had to tap back in to how confusing it was when I would ugly cry on my bathroom floor because on paper, my career made sense. But I felt like I had more in me than what my career was. I had more that I wanted to give. I had more impact that I wanted to make, but I felt really alone in it. Not because I didn't have great girlfriends. I really did have great girlfriends, but I didn't have girlfriends then like I do now. And I didn't have rooms like I'm creating now for women like you and I to get together in person and be like, girl, your vision isn't crazy. Let me help you get there. I wanted that so badly. And I felt so confused that I would literally burst into ugly cry tears. That's what I'm talking about when I say get to a compelling reason. That's going to help you connect the dots to the big vision, right? So to tie this all up in a bow here, okay? Number one, what story are you telling yourself about the pursuit of the goal that you're currently working on or the season that you're currently transitioning through? Could you get more excited about the pursuit and who you're going to become? Almost like you're watching a storyline of a character evolving, right? Who can you loop in on this vision to make it even more exciting, to be present where your feet are and soak up and savor the stage that you're in, because you won't get it back, right? And number two, what character are you playing now? Character number one. And what character number two, would you need to become? What qualities and skills and habits and tools and coping mechanisms and community does character number two have that you really freaking need, right? And, you know, some of us are more motivated by pain avoidance and some are more motivated by pleasure. So feeling that out and seeing like what's actually aligned for you, I want you to really understand that this character development is going to be so beautiful for you to watch. And so many people are going to benefit as a byproduct of you becoming that version of you that can accomplish that goal or navigate through that transition. But also on the flip side, you already know what it feels like to be in your current situation. And if you don't like your current situation, it is your responsibility to figure out how to get out of your own damn way to build a life that you're obsessed with for you and for everybody else around you that's going to be impacted as a byproduct of you becoming that more elevated version of you. And you're doing it for yourself. And I love that for you, but you're doing it for all of those people too. And finally, number three, can you fully make a decision with a compelling, juicy reason to help you show up, to raise the necessity for you to show up when you feel resistance, when you're dealt curveballs, when you want to throw in the towel because you're a human, not a robot. And, you know, your path towards success isn't going to be linear. Remember, it's so freaking important that you are on your own team. So don't wish away the season that you're in right now. Understand it's all part of the path, this juicy, beautiful path that you're going down to become the person you've always wanted to be. And then to look back at the path that you took towards getting there and be like, damn, I did that. What can I do next? I love you. I hope this episode was helpful for you. As always, please, please, please tag me on Instagram stories. Like, take a little screenshot if you listened into this podcast or give me a little video of where you tuned in. I love seeing where you're listening into the show because although I do picture us like we're girlfriends chatting, I'm technically sitting by myself in Denver in my office recording this, like hoping that it's going to be helpful for you. So definitely let me know what you think and I will talk to you soon, girl.
Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like, send it to her right now. Or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.